Okay, so here we are going to talk about creation and how the world was created, what the Torah has to tell us about creation. And we're going to see there is a debate, fundamental debate between Rashi and the Rambam, which I think has some interesting implications. And we're going to begin by reading two psukim. The first two psukim, which I'm sure many of us know, and question is how you read it. And the truth is, it's not fair that I have a translation here, because the translation, I guess, in Sepharia is an explanation. Not everyone reads these psukim like this. See, the truth is, you read Breishis bara Elokim es haShemayim ves haaretz, v'aretz hayta sohu vavohu v'choshek al pnei sahom, v'ruach Elokim rachefes al pnei hamayim. So, assuming you didn't have the English in front of you, how might you read these first two psukim? How do you classically translate the first two psukim? Praises bar Elokim Hashemayim ves haaretz.
In the beginning,
Hashem created the heaven and the earth. And v'aretz haisa sohu v'vohu, and the land was null and void. V'choshech al pnei sahom, and there was darkness on the surface of the deep. V'ruach Elokim rachefes al pnei hamayim, and God was sweeping over the water. So in other words, you read Pasuk 1, Pasuk Aleph in isolation, and Pasuk Beis in isolation. That's how, for example, the Ramban reads it. Bereishis bara Elokim haShemayim ves haaretz. In the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. And the next pasuk, Va'aretz haisa sohu v'vohu. Right? If you look, the source sheet I have here. Let's first see the Ramban. Ramban very says similarly. He says, the Ramban's a little more complicated. We'll get to Ramban in a second. But he says that it's basically, read the first pasuk and read the second pasuk. That's not how Rashi reads it. If you look at Rashi, we're only reading a line of Rashi here. It says, Rashi says, Vimbasa le parsho kipshuto. Rashi has a midrashic explanation of the first pasuk, but he says, the simple reading of the pasuk is what? Breishis briyas shamayim v'aretz. In the beginning of the creation of heaven and earth, V'aretz hoysa sohu v'vohu, and in the beginning of the creation of the earth, when the land was null and void, v'choshek, and there was darkness, then what happened? V'yomer Elokim yihi or, and God said, let there be light. In other words, according to Rashi, he reads it like Sepharia. He reads it like Sepharia, that when God began to create heaven and earth, and the earth was, at that time, the earth was unformed and void, and there was darkness, and then God said, let there be light. In other words, Ramban reads it, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth, step one. Step two, so the land, the earth, was null and void, and there was darkness, and God said, let there be light. Rashi reads it, reads the two psukim together. In the beginning, when God created heaven and earth, and at a time when the land was empty and void and there was darkness, God said, let there be light. We are going to, I know it may seem similar, we're going to read now the Ramban in depth, and then we'll see how Rashi disagrees with him. But that's a fundamental question. Do you read Pasuk 1 in isolation and Pasuk 2 in isolation, or do you read them together? So if you look, actually, let's first look at the Ramban. How does the Ramban understand what happened? So Ramban says that the Vatashma Perish Hamikra Pshuto Nachon Barur. Let's explain this, the simple reading, clear, correct. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bara Kol HaNivraim Me'afisa Muchletet. God created everything from absolute nothingness. What's the term in Latin? Ex nihilo. From nothing. Okay? Ve'ein etzleinu b'lashon ha'kodesh botzat hayesh me'ayin ela lashon bara. Whenever we want to say, you know, there are different words. We say bara, yatsar, asa, right? All these things are making, right? Making things. What's it mean? Creating, forming, making. So beri'ah, the lashon of beis reish aleph, is when you create from nothing. Then kol ha'naseh tachas ha'shemesh olamala, and nothing. There is nothing that was made under the heaven or under the sun or above it. Hove min ha'ayin hatchala rishona. Basically, nothing. There is nothing that came before came before this. Aval hotzi mina efes hagamur hamuchlat yisod dak maod ein bo mamash. What did God do? God created from nothing, from complete nothing, yisod dak maod, a small sliver of some kind of foundation, some kind of basic something, ein bo mamash, but it didn't have, it wasn't matter. So God, from nothingness, there was something thin, without mamashut, without significance. Aval hu koach mamzi, it had what God created. There was first nothing, and then God created something that had the power to create. Muchan lekabel hatzura, something that was prepared to become a form. I'm sorry, that to become a form. Velatzeit mina koach el hapoal, and to go from potential to actuality. Vehu hachomer harishon, and this was the first, I guess, form or substance. Nikra leyevanim hiuli. So, if, according to the Greeks, they call this hiuli. V'achar ha'hiuli lo bara davar, avo yatzar v'yasa. But and after this hiuli, God did not create anything, because creation implies that you are creating something from nothing. There, after that, God formed and did. Ki mimenu himtzi hakol v'ilbish hatzirot v'dikein otam. From this small matter which became form, Hashem creates everything. And then the Ramban goes on to say that vida ki hashamayim v'chol asher bohem chomer achad, and you should know that the heavens and everything that's in them, on the heavens, that comes from one matter, v'haaretz v'chol asher ba chomer achad, and the earth, I guess what we see, and all that's in it, also comes from one matter. V'kadosh Baruch Hu bara elu shneihem me'ayin, and God created two from nothing, two of them, u'shneihem levadam nivraim v'kol nasim mehem, and these two were created by themselves, and everything was created from them. So just a little bit different than the, you know, you think about, again, I'm not an expert on this, but you think about like the Big Bang Theory. You think about like the Big Bang. What is that one? Does someone have two devices on? Okay. You think about the Big Bang Theory, and you think about. Whoa. One second.
Can you please mute?
Yeah. I'm going to try to mute. Yeah. Hold on. Sorry. I haven't done this in a bit. Okay. So obviously, unmute yourself if you want to comment, say something. So, you know, you think of the Big Bang Theory. I'm not an expert in it, but you think of the Big Bang Theory as being what? There was this small matter, right? And that became other, and created other things. So the Ramban sort of expressing that there was this form which became matter, and there was two of them. One for our world and one for the heavenly world, and everything was formed from that. So in other words, what do we say? And let's go on a little more. V'chomer hazeh shekro hiuli. And this matter that's called hiuli, nikra b'loshon HaKodesh tohu, it's called tohu. V'amila nigzara milishonam b'toha al rishodos. So there was tohu and vohu. So what's tohu? Tohu means that it is something that's wondrous. What's wondrous? Because if you want to call this thing a name, you will wonder, and you're going to call it another name. Because tohu, I think tohu is like matter. I think it's called matter than form. Like you have matter, which is like potential. And then there what actually becomes something, like there's a potential for matter, and then there's matter itself. I'm sorry, there's potential for form, and then there's a form itself. So the tohu, it's called tohu, because I don't know what to call it. because it's nothing. It has no form. It has no substance. I don't know what it is. And what's surah hanilbesh lechomer hazeh nikra b'loshon hakodesh bohu? What's bohu? Amila murkeves. It comes from two words. Kolomar bohu. You know, in it. So in other words, there was first this, there was God, there was nothing. And then in the heavens, God created this this potential. And then that becomes matter. So that the potential is tohu, the matter is bohu. He does this for both the heavens and the earth. And thou, if you read, im kein ye pshat haksuvim al nachon. And now, what's the simple understanding of the psukim? Mashmoto bitchila, in the beginning, bara Elokim es ha-shamayim, God created the heaven. Ki hotzi chomer shalehem me'ayin, because he created this the first matter from nothing. Ves ha'aretz. And he created the land. Shehotzi ha-chomer shalehem me'ayin. That he also created that from nothing. And so, that's the Ramban's position. Now, the challenge, by the way, according to the Ramban is... What?
You know, para is that breita.
Right, right.
In other words, it's outside of what's there. It's something new. It's different than the Mishnah. It's breita. It's outside.
It's outside. Okay, thank you. So what's the challenge according to the Ramban? The difficulty with the Ramban's position is it seems that both the heaven and the earth were created on day one, and they were created... Right, and then also on day one, light was created. Right, now at the beginning, Hashem creates the heaven and He creates the earth. He creates each of them from tohu and vohu, and then He creates the light. The challenge is if you look a little bit further down in the perek, what happens on day two? And God says, "Yehi rakia basochamayim." There should be a sky in the water, and it should divide between the upper and lower waters. And what is God called the Rakia? Shabayim. Yevroker Yom Sheni. So when was the heaven created? Day two. That's what it says in Pasuk Ches. But wait a second. Bereishit Bara Elokim Shemayim Ve'Aretz. It seems this is the first thing that was created. So the Ramban has to deal with that difficulty. You understand? In other words, the Aretz, the land, works out really well. In other words, for the Ramban, land works out really well. The beginning creates the heaven from nothing, and the earth from nothing. And the earth was created from tohu and vohu, right, initially, and then the first thing created was light. But this is all in the aretz, in the land. And it seems that the shemayim is being created in day two. So that's a difficulty according to the Ramban. That's why some of Farshim don't like the Ramban. The Ramban deals with this, though. The Ramban says in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Ches, Vayikra Elokim l'Rakia Shemayim, Biyom HaShini Kram, B'Shem HaZeh, Kasher Hilbish Osam Tzuras Rakia. So on the second day, he gave it a form. Ki Barishon Hayu Shemayim Babriya, Aval Eina Shenitpas Behem Al Shelov Shua Tzurazo. So what the Ramban does to try to deal with this is he says that the tohu of the Shemayim, the form was created on day one, right? But it only took shape. I'm sorry. The matter was created on day one, but it only took shape. It only actually made a form on day two. That's when the Rabban has to say that when he says Yehi Rakia, when God says on day two Yehi Rakia, Hachomer Hahove Betchila Shebro Me'ayin. So the matter that was created on day one. Amar Shiyeh Rakia Matuach Ka'ohel B'toch HaMayim. Said you need to stretch it out like a tent in the water. V'imabdil, so he created some small matter, and then that should stretch out to divide between the upper waters and lower waters. The upper waters, of course, you know, that was called what? And that's what he says on the second day. Rav says, Yehi Rakia Yechazek HaRakia. He should stretch it out. He should strengthen it. And then Pasuk Zayin, Vayas Elokim Es HaRakia Lashon Asiya B'chol Makom Tikun HaDavar Matkunto. There it says not Vayivra Rakia, Vayas. He fixed it. So the way the Ramban understands that the earth was both step one, the tohu, right? The matter was created, matter is created on day, on the potential, the matter was created on day one, and also the form was on day one. But when it came to the Shamayim, the heavens, so only the matter was created on day one, but the form was created on day two.
Okay? Rabbi,
yeah.
Don't we talk about that there's more, that there are seven levels of heaven, of Shamayim? So couldn't that be part of the answer here as well?
Okay. Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah, I'm saying you have to. I mean, that's a detail within that as well. I'm just saying the Torah is, you still have to deal with Yehi Rakia. You have to translate what is Vayas Es Rakia Yehi Rakia. So seven parts, six parts. You have to deal with its consistency between God creates the heaven on day one, and then on day two it says He makes the Rakia. So the distinction He's making.
Maybe Shemayim is just separating between the lower and higher. And then later he adds the other seven, the other.
Okay, but layers, But when was that done? She's saying that's done after day two. I don't know. I don't know what the Ramban says with that. But I'm saying we're trying to deal with day one versus day two.
No, so I'm saying day one, he separated them and he made the Shemayim without.
No, he didn't separate them. He's clearly separating. If you read the Psukim in day two, he's separating it. It says that the Rakia is separating the waters below the waters above. He's clearly doing that in day two. That's what the Torah says. You have to read to what it's saying. So that's how the Ramban. By the way, it's still
What's interesting is that, you know, we call it space, but really according to Einstein, it's not space. Space, like, there's nothing there.
Right.
You know? They call it the fabric of space time. In other words, you have to imagine it's like a sheet or something being stretched out, and then the mass of, let's say, the sun affects this sheet and causes all the planets to go around it.
Yeah, and it's a substance, matter. It's not emptiness.
Yeah, it's a something. It's not just space.
Yeah.
Emptiness.
Yeah. And it's still, by the way, even according to this, according to the Ramban, it's still a little difficult, because if you just look at the Psukim, it says that the Tohu and the Vohu, it only mentions it about the Aretz. It doesn't mention it about the Shemayim. Now, the Ramban's like, yeah, Hashem created the Shemayim and the Aretz. And the Aretz was Tohu Vohu. We never read about the Tohu Vavohu of the Rakia. So I guess what you have to say is the following. The Torah is telling us that on day one, that both the Tohu and the Vohu were created in the Aretz on day one. And since it mentions the Rakia on day two, and also on day one, then you have to, or the Shemayim on day one and day two, so you have to say, even the Torah is not explicit, that Hashem created the Tohu of the Shemayim on day one, and when it says, he said, when Hashem creates the Shemayim on day, or he makes the Shemayim on day two, that obviously means the Vohu. I think that's what you have to sort of fill that in according to the Ramban. Okay, but that's, there's the Ramban believes that the Torah is guiding us as to actually how creation happened, what step one, step two, step three, etc., etc. As we will see, Rashi has a fundamentally different approach. Because according to Rashi, what does he say? Rashi says the following. Rashi says, again, we started this, right? He says, if you want to explain, what's the pshat, what's the simple reading? In the beginning, Bereishis, Bereish Shemayim V'aretz, V'ar Haaretz Hoysa Sohu V'vohu. In the beginning of the creation of the heaven and the earth, when the land was empty and void and bechoshech, and there was darkness, in the beginning, at this time, at some point in time, v'yomakim yihior, and God said, let there be light. In other words, for Rashi, the Torah is telling us when God said that there should be light. When did he say there should be light? When, at the beginning of his creation of heaven and earth and all, when at some point at this time, Hashem said, Yehi Or. V'loba ha-mikra lahoros seder ha-briya lomar she'elu kidmo. And the Torah doesn't tell us, the Torah's not, he's disagreeing with the Ramban. The Torah's not telling us the order, what came first, what came second. Shimba lahoros kach. Because if indeed, that's what the purpose of the Torah coming to tell us. Ha'ilo lichtov barishona bara es shemayim. It doesn't say barishona. If you want to say in the beginning, it say barishona. The word bereshis means in the beginning of. So the way Rashi reads it as Bereshis Bara, in the beginning of the Beriah, in the beginning of the creation of heaven and earth, and when the land was null and void, so this is what happened. Kamo Bereshis Mamachus Yoyakim, Bereshis Mamachto. Other examples where it says Bereshis, it doesn't mean the beginning. It means, it doesn't mean in the beginning, comma. It means in the beginning of whatever the next word is. And then he goes on to say, Ve'im tomar lahoro shabash she'elo t'chila nivru, if you want to say that this was created first, u'perush breishis hakol bara elu, if you want to say, the Torah means to say the beginning of everything, then maybe there's a word missing. It means in the beginning of everything, Hashem created these things, Shemaim and Aretz. And then he says, Im Kain, next line, Tama al Atzmacha, Sharei Amayim Kadmu. He says, wait a second. The water must have come before heaven and earth. See, according to Ramban, seems that what? Heaven and earth were the first things that were created. And according to Ramban, it was this small sliver, whatever. Rashi is saying the following. He's saying, water came before heaven and earth. Sharei Ksiv V'ruach Alakim Rachavis Al Pnei Amayim. In other words, if Torah wants to say the beginning, when Hashem created heaven and earth, so there is this water, and the Torah never The Torah never told us that Hashem created the water. So obviously the water came before heaven and earth. That the water came before the land. And furthermore, he's quoting now a Chazal, that the heavens came from fire and water. The Torah is not telling us the order of what came first or last. And he has a different explanation of what Tohu Vavohu is. The truth is, if you think about it,
Shemayim is a Shemayim.
Yeah, correct. And also, you know, what are the four elements? What are the four elements? There's fire.
Earth, water, fire, and wind.
Wind, right? So you think about this, right? So we got Aretz, that's the land. So some say that the Choshech represents the fire, but Chazal say there's fire. And you also have the Ruach Elokim, which is the wind, and you have the Mayim, which is the water. So there's some say that there are ideas of the four elements, even the first two psukim. But this is the important distinction between the Ramban and Rashi. The Ramban understands that the Torah is telling us at the beginning, I'm going to tell you how God created heaven and earth, because you know what, scientists later on will say, you know, they'll say whatever, and I'm telling you, says the Ramban, there was something called the Big Bang. In the heaven and in the earth. God created this, maybe it wasn't an explosion, I don't know. But God created this matter which became form, this Tohu which became Bohu, both in the Shemayim and in the Aretz. In the Aretz it took place on day one, both took place on day one, and the Shemayim, the Tohu took place on day one, and the Bohu took place on day two. But what does Rashi come to tell us? Rashi's saying, the Torah is not a history book. Right, Torah is not saying what came first, what came second. What Torah is saying, you should know that in the beginning of all this creation, you know what came first. Was it water? Was it fire? Was it wind? Whatever it was that came first. What Hashem created, you know what the first thing that He said, Yihi Or. Let there be light. So to me, I think Rashi is telling us two things. Number one. According to Rashi, there are limits to our understanding of creation. Ramban's trying to understand everything. Rashi's saying, don't bother. You know, don't bother trying to understand the science of how it was created, what was created by the Torah. There are limits to our understanding, and that's not the function of the Torah. Right? Indeed, many of us are familiar with the Midrashic explanation of Rashi, who says Bereshis means for, because of Rashi's. Bnei Yisrael, who are called racist. The world, Hashem created the world because of the Jewish people. There's Rashi's, you know, that's his midrashic. But even according to the Pshat, the simple reading of the Chumash, it's not a history book. It's coming to teach us lessons. So number one, there are limits to our understanding of what creation is. And I think maybe there's something else that's going on. That maybe, according to Rashi, the key purpose of chapter one is not to teach us a science lesson, but it's to demonstrate that whatever we perceive comes from God. And if you think about what is it that we, what was the mightiest creation that we think, you know, is the greatest creation and that at least earlier generations that they worshipped? What did they worship? What was the most powerful creation that people worshipped? I think
the sun.
So Hashem. So what's important for the Torah is to tell us that what you think is very powerful, like what came first, the earth, the wind, the fire, how it made the earth and the heavens, like that's not important to us. Like that's like a science lesson. That, you know, that's not important to us. What's important to us is to know that what we perceive was created by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Koran Rashi, the first thing that the Torah is trying to tell us is the Or, which we think is so powerful, right? You know, the premier Egyptian god was Ra, the sun god. The light, which we think is the most powerful force, the first message of the Torah is, yeah, that comes from God too. So I think Rashi and Rabban are teaching us two totally separate messages in terms of how we read these first two psukim. It's a question of how you actually textually read it. And also, I think it has major implications for how we understand the function of these first few psukim and indeed the first chapter of Parshas Bereishis.